This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Chaim Goodman-Strauss, a math professor at the University of Arkansas.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Chaim. Last week, you gave us a couple of numbers that one was 153, and when you added up the numbers inside 153, it equaled 9. You said double that, which is 306. Those numbers equal a sum, 306 of 9. You gave us a couple of other examples. Then you said the challenge, is there a number that's the power of 2 that has that same ability where the numbers add up to a certain sum, and then when you double it, they add up to a certain sum? And
well, it was a yes or no question. We've been doing this long enough that you can probably guess the answer.
The answer is no.
It's got to be no. And here's why. Really, it's sort of the whole powers of two thing is a complete red herring. It has nothing to do with the powers of being. It's really that it's only special multiples of 9. Every multiple of 9, but just special multiples of 9.
Well, I noticed that all the examples you gave last week did add up to 9, so I thought there was something going on.
Yeah, so remember
there.
That multiples of 9 have the property that when you add up all the digits, you get another multiple of 9. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of interesting. But for example, 342 is also a multiple of 9, but it does not have this property. 342, the digits add up to 9, but when you double it and get 684, what's that? The digits add up to 18. So it didn't work out. So actually what it is that you have to have the following. Like when you double – suppose you double 1, you get 2.
Right.
And so you'd be let's say up 1. You'd have – like if your number had – digit – one of your digits was a 1 and you doubled it, you'd have a 2 suddenly. And so you'd be sort of 1 over the right number. Similarly, when you double 2, you get 4. So you'd be 2
over.
3 over, you get a 3. You double it, you get 6. You'd be sort of 3 over.
Yeah, because you're doubling. So sure, that makes
sense. But then the numbers 5 through 8 allow you to reduce. So if you have 5 and you double it, you get 10.
Right.
And so it's like you drop 4 because see
– 5 –
if you had digit 5, then that'd be contributing 5 to your sum. Right. When you double it, you'd have 10. That's only worth 1 when you add up all the digits.
When you're adding them across.
So that would sort of give you a net minus 4. Mm-hmm. And similarly, 6, when you double it, you get 12. Instead of having a 6 in your total, you'd have a 3, 1 plus 2. And so that'd give you a net minus 3. And a 7 and so on would give you a net minus 2. And an 8, when you double it, would be 16. So instead of 8, you'd have 1 plus 6, which is 7. You'd have net minus 1. So the basic thing is that your number that you pick, you can have anything you like as long as you have enough stuff from 1 through 4 balancing out the stuff 5 through 8.
I see.
So what was our number? It was 153.
Mm-hmm.
So 153, the 1 was sort of plus 1, 1 up, 1 too high. The 5 was net minus 4.
So you're 3 down.
3 down, and then the 3 is 3 up. Yeah. So there you go.
So there's nothing really at work here. This is just kind of
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Yeah, nothing really too special. So then if you think about it, if everything has to balance out, then in particular the sum of the digits has to be a multiple of 9. So it's only multiples of 9 at all that could even possibly have this property, and there are no powers of 2. That's a total
red herring.
So
that's why the 2 was the red herring, because you could have said multiples of 5
or
something, and that wouldn't have worked.
Or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of neat.
Yeah, it is neat.
So I really had hoped that the cards on the table problem would just disappear if we ignored it long enough. But several people have been writing in, asking for the solutions. The fact is, I was putting the old radio segments on the podcast. There was a delay of a few weeks. When I got back to it, I realized that the very next radio segment was an apology for getting that problem wrong. It was late. I was just tired of the whole thing. So the problem was incorrect.
Those who don't pay attention to history are doomed to repeat it.
Yeah, I guess so. Those dead on. Those who have been paying very close attention to this problem, for whom it is a burning issue, the correct thing is that you go into the room, the table, it's totally dark, but you know that 10 cards on the table are face up and the rest are face down.
Oh,
you've got to transfer cards over to the other table somehow and arrange that you have the same number of cards face up on both tables.
Right.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
The solution will appear next time. So one of our old episodes, remember ARP and BIF? So you haven't been listening to the old episodes, but I have been because I've had to upload them onto the web.
Right.
So ARP and BIF, and there were all these astronauts, and they were tethered. You remember this?
Yes. Well, I remember ARP
and
BIF.
You really do remember
this? Yes,
I
do.
This was like 5 years ago for you.
Yeah.
A couple of months for me. But anyway, so We'll get back to ARP and BIF in a second.
Okay.
But our warm-up question today is, suppose that you have seven kids, and each – the question is it possible for each kid to shake hands with exactly three other kids?
Is it possible for
– So you have seven A through whatever.
Right. And and you want each of the children to shake hands with exactly three other children?
Yeah. And is that possible?
With no overlapping or
– It doesn't matter. They can shake hands twice with the same kid or whatever. The answer is no, and here's why.
Okay.
So imagine each hand extended. We'll count hands extended. Let's shake hands.
Okay.
And so that's two hands extended.
Right.
Your hand was extended and my hand was extended. And then if you shook hands again, then your hand would be extended again. And somebody else's or maybe my hand would be extended again and so on. Each particular handshake requires two hands extended. Right? So there's always going to be an even number of hands extended in any sort of situation where people are shaking hands.
Right? Sure, right.
Okay. On the other hand, if we had seven kids and each one was shaking hands three times, that'd be 21 hands extended. This kid would extend his hand three times. That kid would extend his hand three times. But because handshakes go in pairs, there have to be an even number of hands extended. And it just doesn't work out. There's just no way. Some poor kid, I always felt like that kid growing up, would just be looking for somebody to shake hands, couldn't do it. Now, this is an example of something called graph theory, really, because you can really think of this as you have seven little dots on the paper representing the kids, and you can extend a line from one dot to another, and those would represent the handshakes. And this is saying something about, if you have seven dots and each dot has three lines coming out of it, is that possible? And again, no, there's some poor dot won't be able to link up. So graph theory is a really powerful and important part of mathematics. And this question about ARP and BIF and their fellow astronauts being connected to a spaceship was really a question about graph theory too, because you have the spaceship, you have the four astronauts, and they're sort of tethered up in various kinds of ways. And you're asking how many ways can there be, as it turns out, it's called a spanning tree. Somebody wrote in. Gary Wing pointed out that that something called Cayley's formula explains this exactly. It gives the count. It's n to the n minus 2. So in our problem, there were five dots. There was the spaceship and the four astronauts. 5 cubed is 125, and that's exactly the answer we had. So much for that. Okay, now here's our puzzle.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Yeah, I am.
Suppose you have N people. You have, say, 10 people, 5 people, something like that.
Right.
Is it possible for, say, all 5 people to shake hands with a different number of folks? It's like everybody will shake hands with some number of people.
Right.
Can they all shake hands with different numbers of people?
At a party?
Yeah, at a party. A weird party.
Okay. So it's this party you're invited to.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm one of the N people. Let's say I'm one of the five.
Nobody shakes hands with themselves. That's just too weird.
No. I'm one of the five.
Yeah.
My goal is to shake hands with,
say, 4 people.
Okay.
And then somebody else would shake hands with 3 people.
And somebody else 2, somebody else 1.
Now, the question is, can all 5 people shake hands with a different number of folks? Well, we're really close because, see, if you shake hands with 4, someone with 3, someone with 2, someone with 1, that leaves somebody has to shake hands with 0 folks.
Right.
But then you couldn't have shaken hands with all 4 of the others, right?
Right.
And in fact, no matter how you work it, no, you can't do it.
Yeah.
Now here, but ARP and BIF, they go to a party. Maybe they shake hands the same number of times.
Right.
And everybody else shakes totally different.
So now you can have 2 people.
Yeah. So maybe it's 3 people. Somebody shakes with 3, someone with 2, someone with 2, someone with 1.
And somebody with 4.
I think that works. And then that would be a way that you could possibly have a party with 5 people. Everybody, I don't know. We have to check and see if
so
that's
the question
possible.
Is, could you with this, with the 5 people, if 2 are allowed to shake hands with the same number of people?
Now, the answer to this turns out to be yes. And as a bonus, if you know how many people are at the party, you can tell exactly how many times ARP and BIF shake hands.
Okay.
And that's the puzzle.
Very good. Thanks, Haim.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm Goodman Strauss, is a math professor at the University of Arkansas.